This is the artist formerly known as Fandango, a.k.a. Dirty Dango, a.k.a. Captain Midnight, and I hate pro wrestling, and I also hate pro wrestling action figures. Tune in. What's the name of your thing?
The Fig Cave.
Tune into the Fig Cave every week, whenever it airs. God bless America. Buy action figures. I hate pro wrestling.
Wow, what an intro. Thank you, Dirty Dango, for the intro. Thank you, Tom, for getting that done.
My man. Awesome. Me and him are like best friends right now.
Awesome. We should have him on the show and he can tell us how much he hates action figures. That'd be great.
I don't think he does podcasts. I think he's one of those guys that does not do podcasts. There's a few of those out in the rest of the
I barely want to do this now and it's my show.
He was on the art. I mean, I think he did Cabanas. I don't has he ever been on the major pod besides
no, like, never.
I think he did a bonus. Didn't he do a bonus episode?
Maybe.
Welcome to the Fig Cave, guys. The Hot Day Kid here, Nikki Choke, and Tommy Paradise up in Connecticut. What's going on, dudes?
Yo.
Bruins with a huge win. 4-2 over the fucking Maple Leafs. Sorry, Max Aaron.
Maple Leafs are number one, right? They're the number one seed?
No, the Rangers are the number one seed.
Oh, why did
the Padres. Go Padres, guys. That's what's important now.
Different
and Tigers next weekend.
We got a lot of news to talk about. I got some trivia for you guys. We're going to announce a new segment. We got a giveaway to do. We got an interview. A lot of stuff cooking. A lot of stuff percolating here. And I went bargain shopping this week. I went to all the bargain stores, baby. Ooh. All the bargain deals are rolling in. So a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I've been crushing the Melissa and Doug's at these Walmart clearance.
Oh my God. The wooden food is, you know, all on sale. Yeah.
I used to get, when I was hardcore collecting. I mean, obviously I'm still collecting, but like when I was hardcore, we would be like Logan had a hockey tournament. I remember like out in Cape Cod and I was like, we drove by some random toy store and I was like, can we stop in there? And we pop in and it's all Melissa and Doug stuff. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. These aren't toys.
Play Mobile, Melissa and Doug. And like,
like little science experiment things. Yeah. And the toys are kids should be.
Lego shit.
Those are the toys our kids should be playing with, but oh well. My kid hit a triple over the weekend. I'm a very proud papa. I was coaching and he struck two people out, so that was good. They got their ass kicked, but it was good. Any sports updates from your son?
Nikki Choke actually came to watch Friday night.
I saw Lolo's team go 1-1 Friday. I don't know what happened Sunday.
Sunday they lost to the same team they lost to the first game there.
That was a good team. I think they had him. I think it was pitching issues in that first game.
Yeah, they should have beat them. But
your kids' games are fun to watch. Not that mine aren't. I just they're like, you know, they're on a different level. You know what I mean? Like totally different skill level. I mean, they're fun. I mean, I enjoyed watching them.
So play. The only thing I don't like at this place is all three fields are 9 feet from each other.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So you're watching. You can hear. You can hear everything. Yeah.
They're just like pie slices, like just all meeting in the middle. It's like someone's gonna get fucking ketchup.
Follow up from last week though, I was bitching about that $5 to pay to get in, and LaPuma texted me and said that he had to pay $70 each. Him and his wife had to pay $70 to go watch his daughter play AAU basketball.
Dude. What is that about?
And then it's $10 a day to park.
My sister just sent me an invite for her daughter's in like a recital or like a ballet. She's like five or something. It's like $25. It's on Eventbrite. It's like a $25 ticket. I was like, I just told my wife just to go. I'll just stay home. I'm not spending $80 for three of us to go watch a 4-year-old's dance recital. Yeah, why is that? Why is there a charge for that?
Dance is the worst too because you have to stay until all the kids are done. Oh. God. That's like, you know, that's an unwritten rule or whatever.
Yeah.
This can't. Is what it's Nikki like a swim has meet
or
a
wrestling
to.
Meet or something. Yeah.
Dude, an entire life of cheerleading and then coaching cheerleading where it's, you know, you compete for 2 days. So every hotel and restaurant has jacked the shit out of their prices.
Yep.
For 15
And that's
minutes
if you can get a reservation because everybody's 24 to a table.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
So, luckily, you're old enough. You're like, I'll just have a Dunkin' Donuts bagel, but I'll buy beers later.
There you go. So the wife is away this weekend doing a little, she's got a bachelorette party to go to. So it's me and the kid. I'm thinking about just taking them to, we got the draft to watch, obviously NFL draft this weekend. Might take them to an O's game.
Nice.
Athletics are in town. So I don't think it'll be too hard to get a ticket.
Bachelorette party, man. Aren't you guys like, I mean, you're already, we're all the same age. Aren't we past that?
Yeah, not, this is the second wedding for my buddy, Ben. You met Ben.
Oh, okay. I think so.
It's our cousin.
He's at your birthday party, right?
Yep, yep. He's getting married to a girl named Christina, also the name of my wife. So,
girl with the glasses.
It's a little bit confusing, but
girl with the glasses.
No, that was another buddy's friend. I know you liked her
from the Wendy's walk.
Yep. Yeah, you guys went over to Wendy's with her. Yeah, that's Kristen. Yeah. But so yeah, it was. I have a bachelor. I'm going to the bachelor party in a couple weeks. So we haven't done anything. Oh, my wife's planned out like every drink and yoga and all this stuff, brunch, and the for the bachelor party we have nothing planned. So I don't know.
Guys, if you subscribe to, I will make a new Patreon tier. If you guys subscribe to the $25 tier, I will share all the drunk texts we get from Phil while he is at this bachelorette party. I mean, bachelor party with you guys. So,
hell yeah. Can we make that happen? Live for 25 bucks a person. I'll stream it live. I'll put you in my pocket.
A lot of people. Yeah. A lot of people. Good turnout. Good turnout.
That was the line of the weekend for WrestleMania.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
It was at WrestleCon. It wasn't even at WrestleMania.
Phil kept telling me there was a lot of people at WrestleMania. I'm like, yeah, there's about.
No, he said it at WrestleCon to start. I was like, dude, he's going to be overwhelmed on Saturday.
There's about 72,000 people.
Where are all these people? He goes to Ravens games, right?
I know. Sound like a small town bumpkin. Yeah. I think our buddy Jack is in the waiting room. So you want to pull him up?
He's live, pal. What's up? Jack Defer.
What's up, Jack?
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Loud and clear, dude.
Awesome. Perfect. How's it going?
Just like I remember you from Squared Circle Expo.
Right? Probably wearing the same thing, too.
Jack, we got a lot to talk about with you. You got a physical store. You got a website. You got an action figure line.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a little bit of everything. So hit the people up where they can find you on social media, Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Starting out with the plugs right at the top. I like
Yeah, it. Just oh, get yeah. them out of the way, you know?
Right on. So figurecollections.com. That's the gist of it, really.
Okay. 15%
off. I'm sorry.
Sorry, you can use that code FigCave for a little discount there.
Absolutely. So use the code FigCave on our shop, shop.figurecollections.com. That's the link.
Very nice. Walk us through, I guess, before you started all this cool stuff, when did you kind of become a wrestling fan, and when did you get your first exposure to wrestling figures? Because it must have made quite an impact on you for the amount of now everyday duties you have.
For sure, yeah. I became a wrestling fan 1997, I think, was the exact year. I was a little bit familiar with it before that point from the WWF Raw Super Nintendo video game. That was a hand-me-down from my brothers that I just... Nice. I adored that game. I loved every bit of it. I played it probably weekly until I was maybe like 12. I don't know. It was a long time. I feel like until I had like WWF Warzone on PlayStation. But yeah, so from there... So same timeline, I was, you know, 7 years old or so in 1997, and I found my first WWF bone crunching action figures, Bret Hart and The Undertaker, who I was already familiar with from the video game and a little bit on television at that point. So from there, it just kind of snowballed. I collected the wrestling ring, the monster ring. And grabbed the rest of Superstar Series 3, 4, 5. And then I remember there was like some weird gap until like the 6th series came out, the one that had like Owen Hart and Mark Marrow and Jeff Jarrett in it. But I loved it. And, you know, here I am today still talking about the style, the bone crunching action style, now bone crushing wrestlers. It's evolved. Mm-hmm. It's grown. Not just an eBay store anymore. It's a lot of fun.
Nice.
Jumping ahead, hey, sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Nick, you grab the next couple of things here, and we'll just go.
Oh, no, I was going to say, it's to be seven, like to be, you're born 90, so to be seven, and you don't get to quite absorb all the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah, a little too young.
You're
for
so
it.
New to it, but being 10 years older, because I'm older as fuck, like to be 17, or, you know, like it's the coolest thing in the world when wrestling's cool and I'm in high school and, you know. But same way I'm into LJNs is probably the same way, like the bone crunch. Yeah. Blood printer to you. It's like so perfect timing for you.
Right on. Yeah. And at that time, like, you know, there wasn't like YouTube or anything. And as a way to get me to shut up, I guess, from my parents, they helped me record WWF Raw on, you know, VHS. So from like, I think it was like May 1997 onward until like at least 1999, I recorded literally every Monday Night Raw on VHS. Oh, that's awesome. Tape. And I still have most of them today because I'm a pack rat and I don't throw that kind of stuff out. But.
Oh, I'd leave school every Monday, drive to CVS Pharmacy, buy myself a tape because I couldn't afford to buy like a 5-pack. To buy one videotape to record Raw and Nitro that night.
Set it to the 6-hour time thing. Yep. So you get a little bit longer. Oh,
yeah. Horrible quality if I ever try to watch them now.
Absolutely.
So as you start, so when does the passion become a business for you? Like when do you start transitioning to like, I'm going to sell on eBay or, you know, are you just doing it to fund your own habit?
Definitely, that's what it started out as. I remember I discovered eBay when I was in maybe like third grade, so around like 99 or so. I was starting to like walk to Walmart and buy money orders so that I could buy stuff on eBay because that's how you paid for things back then.
Yeah.
No PayPal, really.
Wait, all the posters in my dorm room.
What's that?
All the posters in my dorm room. I had to go to like the AMP grocery store and buy money, Western Union money orders to get them all.
What a time to be alive. I miss that era. It's, I don't know why, but there's just a fondness I have for it.
Simplicity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so here we are now. We're in the new age where everything is just PayPal and friends and family. And
yeah. Really the sketchiest thing they can do for financial transactions because everybody uses it, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you hate when someone, you know, like levels up and they start going to like, oh no, I'm a business account now. You have to pay me goods and services, you know, provide tracking and shit. You're like, damn.
I have to give that spiel every time. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what did you start kind of flipping right away? Like what were you getting into like to sell?
From like that third grade point onward. So I had a friend who would help me sell stuff on eBay probably around like early 2002 or so. And then at that point, he just let me use his account that I like turned into my account, which is now the Figure Collections account.
Oh, nice.
So in that era, I was flipping stuff that, cause I was like kind of already starting. I like, it was a hobby, but it was also something I was kind of looking to get out of. I was playing video games a lot more. So I was like selling bits of my collection that I didn't want, which would have been like that Titantron Live era, R3s even though I loved them. I just didn't really like play with them. I made like animations with them that are still on like the Wrestling Figs message board probably from 2003. But yeah, so I was doing that, and then that ended up snowballing just because I saw what I was like getting from my own collection. And I knew I had friends that had stuff that they didn't want anymore. So I was raiding everybody's closet, grabbing everything I could find and, you know, cutting them a commission off of the sale or I was getting the commission rather. And then I would just like find other collections on eBay or Craigslist as it was back then. The sketchier side of things before you could even like post pictures, I'm pretty sure. So you didn't really know what you were getting into.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I was there for it all. And I actually went to IEPUI for college where I was going to do business management as a major with the Kelly School of Business and a minor in music. Which would have been classical guitar if anybody cares.
Nice.
But I went to college for a few years and sales were going so well that I was just like, I don't know why I'm here. Everybody else is here to learn what I'm already getting like firsthand experience at as it was. And I decided to drop out of college in 2011.
This sounds so much like John's story from Ringside.
Ever since.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I haven't actually heard his story, but it's very similar.
It got so big that he like was like his parents were shipping everything from home.
Oh my gosh.
In school. So yeah, trying to figure that out. But Cool.
It's my awesome. Mom helped me out quite a bit in those exactly. early days with the shipping too. Shout out to my mom.
91,000 items sold on eBay right now, according to your page on eBay.
Wow.
91,000.
That's different crazy. Listings too. That's not just like figures.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. That's I mean, obviously I knew your eBay store was pretty big. 91,000 items and 99.7% feedback, good feedback. So
it should be higher, the feedback.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm salty about the 0.3%.
What's your most hated negative feedback? Like the absolutely not your fault.
Let's look at it now, Tom. Do you want to pull them up?
Pull it up, man. Tom.
All right.
Mine is,
I love a good eBay review.
A Dwight Schrute bobblehead. They said not as big as I thought.
Little disclaimer, when people leave me negative feedback, I'm the guy who always goes and replies to it. I'm not a fan of, you know, not at least having the chance to respond. So I do appreciate that eBay gives like the sellers a chance to say like, actually, you know, the buyer isn't always right.
So I can only pull up four. Oh, wait. Hold on. Oh, yeah. I can only pull up four negative ones.
That's all there's been in the last year.
Okay. Listing says lot of 4 7-inch figure stands. I got 4 2-inch stands. Mine is the legit 7-inch one. Was told that it was my fault. That's one of your for Mortal Kombat McFarlane toys.
Because the figures are 7 inches, so he thought the stands were 7 inches. Is that exactly. what happened? Oh my exactly. god! What a moron.
Okay, but I put a measuring tape behind the background of like every action figure and every picture that I do. So there's no reason why you couldn't have just looked and seen it. But go ahead.
Yeah. The next one says the pictures show no damage. When I got here, both packages were damaged. Now I know. Oh, now I know why they were so cheap. But this seller did not disclose what's wrong with them. So watch out for this guy. I wouldn't buy anything from him ever again.
Oh my gosh, that's a good one.
Late order. That's all one. The third one says, and then the last one says this was a damaged product. The package was just open. Maybe be more specific with what you sell. You could sell more. You'll probably sell less. Horrible experience.
Oh my gosh!
Did you read my reply to that?
Yeah, the first two words in the item title are package damage. Even still, we wrapped up the item with care and sent in a box. I don't know how that could be considered a horrible experience. Unless you didn't read the item title, but all you had to do was reach out and we would have rectified everything.
Nice, Jack.
Yeah, always reach out to your seller.
That's the gist of everything. I mean, I know I'm just like poking fun at it now, but I do take, you know, our feedback.
Yeah, I would too. It's your business, you know?
Yeah.
So you got the website, it's figurecollections.com. You have a physical store in Indianapolis, correct? Is that still up?
Yes.
You still play our episodes through there, right?
Yes, sir.
We haven't caused you to get canceled yet, so that's good.
Tom knows my F word policy.
Man, what's that? Phil's got an F word policy too. Fuck what? Everybody.
What? We can't say the F word, right? Or we can?
No, we can.
I have to personally listen to the episode before I play it in the store so that I can bleep it and then play the bleeped version afterwards. It's a whole mess.
Wow, you go back and bleep our episodes?
It takes so much time, guys.
Dude, so seriously? Oh my gosh. So that makes me not want to curse anymore. Sorry about that.
It's my fault. I curse the most.
You do as add curse words unnecessarily sometimes.
As we found out in Philadelphia, every time I said fuck, Phil's kid looked at him like,
yeah, my 9-year-old is like, yeah, even though not that I'm a saint or anything, but how has things changed post-COVID for the physical store? I mean, was there a huge boom, you know, when people could finally get out, and is now things settled more to your online presence or what? Because we've had some folks on the show that have owned physical locations. Our buddy Travis owned Omega Level Toys. He shut down and kind of is just doing all whatnot sales and stuff now. How are things for you on that side?
So for the retail store, we actually opened up February 2019 mm-hmm. February 2020. Which was a cool 2 or 3 weeks before everything shut down.
Yeah, perfect.
So it was great. I had spent like all of that time like getting all of the retail displays set up and like painting the store and learning how to do like the credit card processing, because I hadn't done any like retail sales myself since like 2010 when I was doing side jobs. But the timing just kind of sucked. But there was, you know, at that time, like, we're in a mall, so The mall itself was closed. Nobody was going in or out. Luckily, I had, you know, private access through my own door, but I was able to still go in, ship everybody's orders. People were buying tons and tons of toys at that time
on eBay.
I was keeping myself sane by working on like YouTube videos where I was doing action figure history. And at that time there was, you know, a few hundred subscribers. And then I did the WWF Hasbro history video, which helped out the channel quite a bit. And actually also led to people wanting to check out the retail store because I did a little plug for it at the end. And the video ended up exploding. I don't know what it's at now, but at the time it was like over 100,000 views, which was insane for us. So a huge milestone for sure. But the retail store, I wasn't actually able to like open up on a full-time basis again for probably, I want to say early 2021 was when I really kind of opened up and people would come in wearing masks if they wanted to. And, you know, it was just a different time. Now I think things are kind of more normalized where, the people who were shopping, or wanting to shop during the pandemic, got it out of their system. Back to online sales being, you know, predominant, and that works for us. I'm at our store 6 days a week, but only open to customers on Saturdays, just because I'm more productive when I'm not dealing with a straggler who comes in at like 11:30 on a Tuesday. I just get more stuff done in the back otherwise. So, but that said, we also do appointments with 24 hours notice. So anytime anybody's in the Indianapolis area and wants to stop by, feel free.
So I saw the store when I went to Squared Circle Expo. He showed me, the back is incredible. Like where everything is and like the studio you have set up and everything. Yeah. Sorry. Blowing up your spot here. But then the actual like retail store like blew me away. Like I did not realize it was as big as it is and that you had as much inventory as you do.
Wow, nice.
In the store. So if you are in Indianapolis, highly recommend going there.
Yeah, very cool. The majority of what we have in our retail store isn't on eBay or in our web shop, the shop.figurecollections.com store. It's all basically just exclusive to the retail store. And because of where we are, I offer pretty low prices as far as like the other retail stores in Indianapolis go. I don't know about, you know, nationwide or anything, but our customers always tell us we have the lowest prices. So for whatever that's worth, maybe it's worth coming in, scoping a deal, flipping it on eBay. I don't care if there's just so much going on. I can't keep track of all the eBay stuff myself. So people are.
Yeah, you would drive yourself crazy. Your Hasbro history video has 277,000 views on it. I've watched it. It's awesome. Check him out. Just search Figure Collections on YouTube and subscribe to that. So you have that going on. You got the website. You have the toy line too. How did owning a store and selling on eBay morph into, okay, now I'm going to make retro figures? Like how did you, I know you had a partnership originally with some folks. Now you're kind of doing it on your own. Walk us through that and you can give us as much details as you want to. I know it was kind of a rocky situation. Yeah. Hey, we got nothing but time here, man. You know?
No, I, with respect to my current business partner, Josh, who not helps, but co-owns Figure Collections with me. I probably won't go too deep into the drama, but, because he was just as big of a part of it. And I think he would be a great guest for you guys to have on just to discuss that. I mean, he does like the whole database coding, the whole figure collecting app. We also have, he coded all that himself. He's a genius. And it's not even like his full-time thing. He just does it because he loves it. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's great. Circling back to your question about how I got involved in everything, I was involved with a company called Cello Toys, where I became one of their U.S. distributors, and we talked pretty much every day, just kind of about how things were going as far as sales went, and he would run things by me, like, "Oh, what do you think about this guy being, you know, a retro figure?" Like, we legit talked probably 30 minutes to an hour almost every day just on Messenger chat. And then it evolved into me asking, like, hey, what about trying Bone Crunching Action tribute? Because everybody seems to like the retros. And there's several people that fit into that era that had never been made. And I think people would really like it almost as much, if not more, than they do with the retros. Especially because, you know, people my age who are, you know, maybe like that, you know, currently now like 31 to 36, you know, age probably would like, you know, Bone Crunching style mm-hmm. figures.
Yeah.
So we reached out to some of the people that were already under agreements with Chella and, you know, like Blumini, Brian Clark. They were both super interested and super helpful. And from there, we started to reach out to more people. And what was that? I want to say November 2021, we announced the Bone Crushing Wrestlers line. And we, in the meantime, we were also working to help sign other people with in regards to like the retros. And I was doing a lot of the back end running around on that, probably more than people are aware of. Which could be a whole story in itself, but anyway, so we worked and got the whole Bone Crushing line going, and we went back and forth with the factory for at least a couple months to try to see if they could even do it and do it right. And then we had them do the molds for Meanie and Brian Clark, and while all that was going on, the owner of Chella was starting to disappear into the night more frequently than not.
Homer Simpson and, into the bush.
Yeah, Homer Simpson into the bush, exactly. It's to the point where like our regular conversations were starting to not be so regular, and it would be harder for me to get a hold of him. And it always seemed to be like, when I would ask him a certain style of question, I wouldn't hear back any response. But if it were something much more casual, I would get a response very quickly, for whatever that's worth. But I've heard other people have had similar experiences. But anyway, so that once all that started to change, once his, I guess, demeanor, whatever you want to call it, started to change, my business partner and I, Josh, started to work towards thinking about what our plans were going to be. We wanted to start our own, we were committed to doing the toy lines that we had started, like the Bone Crushing Wrestlers, and we had signed several people ourselves to retros. And once things started to, Tom, help me out here. Should I go into the whole?
You know where I lie on this. You know where I, the rise and fall of Chella Toys.
It's up to you. You don't have to go too deep if you don't want to, because a lot of people don't know.
You know. Yeah, I also
an entire 2-hour documentary at some point, right?
Yeah, that'll be on the Patreon.
If I'm getting boring or if it's getting too in the nitty gritty, feel free to rein me back in. But
well, I think a lot of the people in the comments are just asking, like, when you kind of branched off on your own and started doing this without them,
right?
Who did you reach out to? Like, how did you even get started? Did you have a company that you were working with that has, you know, could translate? Obviously they're probably overseas.
Yeah, is correct? It the same factory? Did you say I don't need a middleman?
Drew them up? How did you start talking to the factory? All that. That's kind of more interesting for, I think, the people listening to me.
Okay, yeah. We can
No drama.
Yeah. That works. So when I needed to take over the reins for things and I didn't really know what to do, I talked to my cousin who had experience manufacturing dice and like kind of like board game style things. He pointed me in the right direction. And while he was doing that, I was also trying to figure out like who I should be sourcing from for all the other, you know, things. And I long before this, when we were doing like the drawing up process for like the Bone Crushers, I found a guy named, we call him Matty Breeze. I found him actually by doing an Instagram search where I just typed in like bone crunching action on Instagram. And I was just looking to see if anybody had like done any 2D artwork of it. Oh, cool. And he had designed Macho Man. Oh, and yeah. It was a different gear than the one we ended up doing, but that's when I knew like we got someone who's a real fan here who's gonna see what we're trying to go for. And right away he caught on. He knew immediately, you know, like the body parts we should be going for, you know, who hadn't been made already. He's been a great partner as far as helping us with really the whole design couldn't be done without Matty Breeze. So give him a lot of credit too.
Yeah, Matty. I'm obviously a huge Macho Man collector. I have that pre-ordered. The pictures came out yesterday. They look great. Looks like they're ready to start shipping to you in the next week or so. There they are. Dwayne Gill is also up for pre-order right now. 10% off if you use code FIGCAVE. Do you know any of the status of Macho Man as far as figures go? Are you going to be able to make more of these? Was this agreed to when he was with Mattel or what? How did that all come about? Who did you have to talk to get him?
This has actually been a long time coming. So mm-hmm. when we were still like partnering with Chella, we had planned to do the bone crushing wrestler for Macho Man. And once, you know, all the dust settled on the Chella stuff, I made a contact with the estate and we were still able to get things going. This is still while, you know, Mattel was making theirs. For what it's worth, we were the first, I guess, independent toy company to work with them, just because of, you know, production issues and quality issues where I didn't want to release something that I wouldn't be happy with. Other people, you know, beat us to market, but that's not really any of my concern. At the end of the day, I just want to release a quality, you know, Macho Man.
Wait, has anybody else gotten to market yet?
Major Bendy's did.
Oh yes.
And they're the BRG, LJN,
big rubber guys. Yeah.
Which is great. I own one. I'm a fan.
Yeah, they're awesome. Yeah, but I think yours is gonna blow people out of the water. I saw the Sonny Ono and the Ultimo Dragon at WrestleCon. They look great. I saw our buddy Tommy getting his Blue Mini signed. That thing looked great. I love the packaging. So now that this Macho Man has been pre-ordered, we're getting it. I mean, is there a chance you're going to make some more outfits, some different variants, different eras? What's the plan for Macho Man going forward from figure collections?
Funny you should mention that.
Uh-oh. No, you set me up for that?
Leaping Lady Poffo.
No, oh, hell yeah.
You want to tell him, Jack?
Well, actually, I guess this is a good time to bring up. We're doing a limited to 200 pieces Macho Man. There will be a nice little sticker to go with it on the bubble there. But so I don't know. Can you zoom at all?
This was not set up, by the way. This was not a predetermined interview question. That was a definite. Just no, I wanted to know.
I knew this was coming. I said, Jack, can we reveal this on the pod? And he said, absolutely. But I kept Nick and Phil in the dark, especially Phil, because I know how much he loves the Macho Man.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, unfortunately, I can't zoom in, unfortunately.
No problem.
What do you want to zoom in on? Tell it. Just
I was just going to mention that the hat design and the sunglasses design are very detailed. Macho's hat has the big Macho logo design on his hat. I don't know if this will work. The hat will work on other toy lines. If anybody wanted to try it out, feel free.
And then the sunglasses have a whole lightning
design on them.
Lightning sunglasses. Yeah, this looks like WCW kind of NWO style. Obviously, it's got the black and white pants. It's cool. When will this? I guess we're breaking the news here, but is this going to be a pre-order coming soon?
This is going to be an in-stock drop. Once the figures are available, we'll have it available on our site. I know there's we've mentioned it before. I know there's a lot of pre-order fatigue, so we're just trying to avoid that as much as possible.
The world appreciates that. Our world appreciates that. Thank you.
Yes, that's also why Colt Cabana hasn't gone up for pre-order, because we're trying to get it as close to in stock as possible before offering it.
I like that, and I think a couple other people have done that, and it makes sense because you probably have been able to gauge the demand for this. There we go. There's a little bit more of a close-up photo. Yeah, looks great. I love the beard. The beard looks good.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super happy with the way that whole figure has turned out.
Nice. Yeah, so yeah, that'll be cool.
We also did the in-stock drop with the Effie figure that we did, the Wrestle Something Wrestlers Effie. So that's another one.
Oh, you got one right there.
Hey, look at that. Yeah.
That bussy.
I love that figure.
Gotta support the brand. Gotta support the brand.
Oh yeah, I like the back card too.
He's rainbow. Just the coolest. Like I've met him a couple times. Like he's the coolest. So
he's great.
It's like such an easy buy to grab that. Yeah.
Cool.
So just the few Patreons that we have watching here: Max Heron, Peter Jones, Chris, our boy Chad Miller, Mike, Andrew. The comments they're blowing up over that Macho Man. So the people are excited, man. People are excited.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited. Black and white Macho. The pink one looks great too. I don't know. Yeah. We'll put that back up on the screen. I mean, they both are, I feel like, definitive Macho Man. Like, we need these Macho Man.
Men. Yeah, the pink for sure. When I think of Macho Man, it's this picture on the packaging, you know, like late run kind of announcer, almost like feuding with Crush, WrestleMania 9, kind of WrestleMania 10, kind of Macho Man. So
for sure. Good stuff. And that gear is actually inspired by his world championship title win in 1996. I think it was his first WCW one.
Oh, the World War III,
which hasn't been done in toy form, which was why we chose it.
Cool, man. Awesome. Are you going to focus? I know you've done some retros with Chelsea Green. Is your focus going to be on the bone crushers going forward, or you still have some retros that you're going to come out with?
Definitely have more retros coming out. If anybody's not familiar with us, we've done the Wrestle Something Wrestlers, which are the 4.5 inch retro throwback, which people seem to enjoy these days. We've done Chelsea Green, we've done Effie, we've done Headbangers. We are in the process of finishing Colt Cabana. Nice. And also the last person in series one, referee Mike Chioda,
mold's right.
Just finished up. So, and he's super happy with the way his figures come out. Oh, look at you've got them all.
What a mark. What a mark you are, Nick.
What a mark.
The Chioda looks great. That. I love the 1, 2, 3 hands. It's good. Got the mullet going on. Gotta love it.
One of our listeners actually had a question about the Mike Chioda. Jamie Wills from the 3 Points of Articulation podcast, Jack, wants to know, were you and young Mike Chioda separated at birth?
As soon as he said his name, I knew exactly what the question was going to be. He's razzed me about that before. He has a striking resemblance to people in my family. I don't understand what that's about, honestly. Maybe need to get one of those like 23andMe DNA tests done.
Yeah, maybe he stopped on some house shows in Indianapolis, you know, on long nights, you know, hotel bar. Yeah.
I'm going to have a talk with my mom.
Now that you mentioned it, Tom, let's run through some of the questions we got from some of our Facebook members.
All right.
They had some good ones.
Jimmy Pietrofessa from J&J Toys, who is what's the word I'm looking for? They're a partner of FC, but they want to know. He wants to know who is your dream BCW superstar, and it can be someone who is impossible due to contracts. Who other than who is your dream person to work on, as far as BCW goes?
I do have a top three already, and they're probably never going to happen for one reason or another. But number one for me that I can't do that I wish I could, Doink the Clown would be one. Number one, probably. Number two, probably Bam Bam Bigelow. And number three, probably Mr. Perfect.
Oh, man. All three great ones. Yeah.
They're all very deserving. And I ever get the chance, I would, but we'll have to see how that goes.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, I didn't I realized I didn't answer your question about if retros were continuing. They are. We have series two going. We have Vladimir the Superfan.
Most
people are familiar with, and you know, the crowds in the early 90s, mid 90s, late 90s, always in the front row. He's part of our series two. We also have Buff Bagwell and the Patriot Del Wilkes is part of our series two. And we also have a fourth person part of our series two that the molds are about to begin on very shortly that we haven't even announced yet. So things are moving in the right direction. I'm not sure when we'll announce what that fourth one is, but I'm super happy with the way it's looking.
Do I know who it is?
We do have more plans. Oh, there you go.
There's Buff.
Buff looks great. Love the hat.
Buff looked, we had Buff on display at Squared Circle Expo, and I could not stop looking at it. It was awesome. Obviously, I'm biased because
he tried to take it home.
And then there's the Patriot. Patriot got a lot of pop at Squared Circle Expo. People were loving the Patriot.
Del Wilkes, Gamecock, I love it.
We got a lot of feedback about the boots. People said it looked too much like steel-toed boots rather than like, you know, traditional wrestling boots. So we're adjusting that before the molds begin. And we are also adjusting his hand so that you can put a flag pole in there. So perfect for your 4th of July displays.
Love it. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
If you get a repaint, though, can we get like the Global Wrestling Federation, the GWF, like original Patriot? It's before he had like any black. It's like very.
Is that before he had the mask, or was that after he had the mask?
No, he had the mask, but it's completely red, white, and blue, like very. Yeah.
If you can send me some pictures, I would love to at least consider it.
There we go. Nice.
Max Heron says, love the world we live in where you can get feedback before you go into actual production.
Yeah, that is great. I mean,
yeah, if you want to add a toilet to anything, you can certainly do that.
Yeah. With turd, with turd.
Phil will send you some pictures if you need some.
If you need reference of that, yeah.
Yeah.
A reference.
Oh, Lord. We got two more questions from listeners that I thought were good. Any ECW characters planned for the BCW line? That comes from Greg Grandelli.
Right now, we have, Blue Meanie is available and in stock. He has the BWO shirt, so that's pretty traditional ECW, I think. And then we also have someone from Series 2 that to my best recollection, we haven't announced or said anything about. It hasn't started the mold stage yet, but the prototype has long been done and ready for announcing at any point. So,
they're ECW alum.
Yeah.
Like right now?
No.
Maybe not right now.
Damn. Maybe next time he's on.
I saw that smirk. You wanted to.
I thought about it, but then I remembered that we already showed off the Macho Man.
Yeah, we can't give the people too much of a good thing, you know?
All right. Mike Lanham, who's in the chat, he's a friend of Figure Collections, big supporter. He says wait times and delays can be frustrating for not only customers, but for the company and creators. What do you and your team do to keep their attitude and confidence positive while also moving forward? It's a good question.
Good question.
Lots of drugs.
All right. Honestly,
it's Del Woke Somas.
I'm just kidding. We have so many projects going at any given time that there's always room for optimism. That, you know, even when things are looking bleak on one project, you know, you can just take a deep breath, move on to something else. You know, you can't fix everything, but you can at least fix the things in front of you. Always best to, you know, good life advice, start out with the easiest thing that's bothering you first, fix that, then move on, snowball effect. So that's kind of, I guess, maybe something that I do in my own life that I do when I work and apply it to toys. And then, you know, eventually sometimes those issues, they work themselves out before you can even address them. So that's, you know, something else to think about.
I can definitely attest to you being like very not even keel, I guess is the word I'm looking for. You're not like way up here. You're not way down here, depending on how things are going. You obviously get excited about when things are going good. And I've seen you frustrated a little bit here and there when, you know, things aren't going not so good, but you always like have the same, like you said, you kind of just deflect to where, all right, you know, this isn't a project A isn't working right now, but it'll get fixed. And project B is coming along, you know, it's like the glass is half full with you constantly. And I really appreciate that. As a toy maker, store owner, and just, you know, like I said, working with you, in the minor role that I have with FC. So
major role. Don't downplay yourself.
All right. And one last question. Sorry. Andrew RDL in our, this is a good one. Any luchadors coming in the line? That's from Andrew RDL, who's in our Patreon chat right now.
Nothing currently planned. We've got the Ultimo Dragon, who I think fits that title very well. And, you know, Sonny Ono to accompany him. Sonny Ono's first time action figure, by the way, which is really cool. We've sort of gone to the drawing board with some other luchadors, and if they're available to us, we'd be happy to do them. And as long as demand continues to grow with the lines that we're doing, we're going to hopefully take a good shot at everybody. And one thing we haven't even talked about that I feel like I should bring up is we make Comedy Bang Bang action figures, which is pretty dope.
Yeah.
That took a lot that took a lot of effort, and I'm super proud of the way those have turned out. And they actually sold out, both of them. The two that we did, they've already sold out. So
that's awesome.
We've got more in the pipeline and the agreements for at least a couple of years, and everybody seems to be happy. So the Comedy Bang Bang has had so many, it's a podcast. If you're not familiar with it, it's a podcast and a TV show that used to be streaming on like Netflix and stuff. And the podcast has been around since 2009 with like over 800 episodes. And pretty much any comedian who's ever been funny in their life has been on that show or the podcast. So it kind of opens the door for us to make just about anybody as long as we get their permission. So I feel like I'm not spilling any beans when I say Series 2 is going to have Jason Mantzoukas in it, who was the league.
Funny dude.
So yeah, and just anybody who's been like a regular on Comedy Bang Bang is totally down to get toys made. So it's exciting.
Whoever's not familiar, they have their hands. Those guys have their hands in so many things. Like, I think they had, like, they are Stitcher, like the podcast app, or they were. I don't know if it still exists.
What it is exactly. The guy who started Comedy Bang Bang, I think, also started Earwolf, which got purchased Stitcher, which got purchased by Sirius XM Radio. It's like its own little deal there. And Comedy Bang Bang has its own like podcast subscription called Comedy Bang Bang World, and they're like doing a tour this summer that's going to be in like over 30 cities. Like, it's no joke.
Hmm. Yeah,
I'm looking at comedy podcast, but it's no joke.
Yeah, wow. It had a bunch of big names. I mean, I'm looking at Weird Al was on there, John Mulaney, Joel. The dude from Talk Soup, what's his name? He's on
Community. Joel McHale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
Is Wampler going to be in there? The Jessica St. Clair? Can we make her?
No talks have begun.
Okay.
Everybody's on the table.
I listen to that. It's one of the side pods where it's like she pretends that, well, her character is like a high school student that keeps getting held back. So she's like 24, like still in high school.
I love that stuff.
Make sure you guys follow on Instagram. It's figure_collections. Great stuff on there. Updates on all the figures. And I need to talk about also the website figurecollections.com. You guys have an action figure database over, it says here, 50,000 figures. But you can go onto their website and basically just type in anything. It'll pull up, you know, every Kurt Angle figure, every, you know, you can search by name, search by kind of like elite or, you know, basic and all that kind of stuff. And a nice little tool for people who are, you know, trying to be completists or trying to get different figures and find, I find stuff on there all the time when I'm searching for random Kurt Angle figures since Jack's made like 5,000 different ones. So great, great little tool, man, that you've built.
Hell yeah. Thank you. Yeah. We actually just totally redid the Super 7 section, and it has literally every reaction figure that the company has made.
Wow.
So with pictures and like information, all that. So if you have an account, you can, if you don't have an account, you can register. It's free. You can add everything to your collection that you have or that you want. It's an easy way to manage your collection. And then we have an iPhone app. I think it's like $3 or something, super duper cheap. And you can use that to manage your collection on the go. If you're ever, you know, out and about figure hunting, wondering, do I already have that? The answer is, well, it's in the app.
It happens to me all the time. Yeah. It's very useful. Very useful stuff. Jack, thank you for coming on, dude. We appreciate you. A lot of good stuff. We'll keep everybody updated on how things go. Hopefully we'll have that Macho Man in hand in the next 2-3 weeks here, month or
definitely
so.
Definitely 2 weeks or less. Definitely.
Awesome. Can't wait, man. We appreciate you coming on, and well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Jack.
Appreciate it, Jack. Jack from Figure Collections. We've been trying to get him on, Bryce, since before you were on the podcast.
Tom, yeah,
you tried to get him on your old podcast, but he didn't want to do that.
No, we had him on.
Oh, did you? Okay. Wait, oh, you did have him. Yeah, that's right. You
hates
did have him
DJ
on.
Though. He hates DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually said, "Fuck the Fig Cave. I'll just stay on the run in." And then he, no, I'm just kidding.
He's got no choice.
You Weisenheimer. Can we? Let's. I want to talk about something real quick before we get into figures and stuff like that. I wanted to talk about some actual in ring wrestling stuff here. Are you guys aware that the next three pay-per-views, the next one isn't obviously in France, Backlash. The King of the Ring is in Saudi Arabia. And then in June, that Clash of the Castle is in Scotland. Then Toronto for Money in the Bank. We don't have a U.S. pay-per-view until August 3rd. And then the next one after that is in Germany. Are you a fan of this? You know, we don't travel to pay-per-views. Obviously, we went to WrestleMania, but I'm sure there is people that do. Are you cool with this?
Tom and I flew to LA last year.
Oh, you did go there for WrestleMania. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got him.
Where's the bell? Ring the bell. what do you guys think? I mean, is this like a good way to get, you know, expand globally? I mean, we just watch it on TV anyway, so I don't care if it's in Poughkeepsie, New York or Saudi Arabia, honestly. But, I mean, are we getting screwed a little bit here by losing all these out to other countries that we beat in World War II?
Go ahead, Nick.
No, it's awesome. They just, I mean, as long as the times line up, I see some comments coming about that. They deserve it. They deserve it. They should get more. I mean, that many consecutive.
Yeah, it's tough.
They're all over the place. So I think this is a lot of the, what is it? TKO, the UFC kind of influence on it, that like, let's go a little more global with it and see what happens.
I do miss, like, I know, like, Mike says noon pay-per-view is great. Breakfast, lunch pay-per-view is a great way to start the day from Peter Jones. I don't really have a problem with it, because if I'm busy, I'll watch it when I get home or whatever. But I miss, like, having the boys over for a pay-per-view at, like, 7 o'clock at night and ordering pizza and hanging out and watching it with, like, a couple friends. I miss that aspect of it. But I think globally it's huge for – and I think, honestly, like, everything – America's gotten a lot, obviously. So I think it's okay to, like, spread the wealth a little bit. I think if the big four stay in the U.S., I think that's the main thing, maybe. You know, you keep Mania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble. However, if you know they do decide to do WrestleMania in the UK, which I think they deserve, London, England, whatever, I think then you swap one out, maybe then do Backlash in America or something like, so, you know, something like that. I was kind of pissed off that Becky Lynch won the title.
Relax.
Hold on, let me finish. That's exactly where I was going. In part of the, I read afterwards what that she. I know you're friends with her, so you know I understand.
Yeah, well, she's friends with my daughter, and it's like, you know.
But they're going to the UK. They're doing these big pay per views. There wasn't another name that they felt like could carry the weight of, you know, being champion overseas. So it makes sense. It was a business decision to put the belt on her rather than, hey, let's put it on Liv Morgan for right now and let her. You know, I think it's actually a better idea to have Liv Morgan's revenge tour take some time here.
I don't know. Do I save my opinion for the run, for the to call up tomorrow, or do I share?
Yeah. Say. Oh no. Yeah. Go ahead. I want to hear.
They're pulling you in.
What's that?
They end up pulling you in.
No, I challenge them because you know because they tried to talk shit about Big Time Bex.
Oh.
No, it's they're bitching about like everybody. There's it's all over the internet. I think there was like four straight posts where I had to write the same thing. Where it's all these people are so upset that Becky Lynch is getting. That got the title, but Triple H is not going to hand the belt in a battle royal to any somebody not at that superstar level. Mm-hmm. He's just not going to hand that. This is a new regime. This is what I think that's going to happen across the board. But Becky goes to NXT, wins that title, and she elevated the shit out of the title. Mm-hmm. Tiff Stratton and Valkyra, Lyra Valkyra, like the girl that beat her. Mm-hmm. Not as much as her, but the other two things like completely elevated. So she's going to do the same thing here. Whoever beats her, if it's not Liv or Rhea, is great. But also Liv, cruise control. When Rhea comes back, you have Liv and Rhea feud, and you have Becky versus whoever. So now you have two storylines involving the women, not just one about around the belt.
I agree. With that. I think it's a good move. I had no problem with it. I mean, it's freaking Becky Lynch. And I can't think of anyone else who is deserving of it because it's not like Liv Morgan's never had a title before. She's held the title before. So it's
like another, people were acting like she had never won was just SmackDown champion before she got hurt.
Yeah.
Tripp said the same thing at NXT when Karrion Kross got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled Finn down, not down, to NXT to hold the title till Karrion got it back. Came back. So he was like, I need a name. We can't just hot shot it onto somebody that is a potential person, you know.
Chad Miller.
Believe me, I would have loved every Chelsea Green vignette of her winning the title in Battle Royal.
Chad Miller in our chat says, damn it, Nia Jax. And his name in there is Nia Jax fan. So before I read that, like, you know, where before somebody talked me down from being mad about Becky winning, I was like, man, I would have even been okay with Nia Jax winning.
What?
I came back to life.
Thought that would really be a good idea?
I just didn't think Becky was the right decision at the time.
Yeah.
And then I calmed down and we're good.
There's a lot of female wrestlers, but there's very few that are like should be carrying a title. Like somebody said, like Candice LeRae. Like what? I've never seen her win a match. Give her a title? Nia Jax is like a good monster, but she's just kind of boring. I mean, I think you had to give it to Becky.
You're gonna piss off
on the other side of the coin, I think the only person I can see taking that belt off Bayley is probably Tiffany Stratton.
Mm.
You know, like unless Charlotte comes back,
that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah. So a little wrestling talk, but yeah, I do miss like the going over the neighbor's house at like a 7 or 8 o'clock and like ordering some food and like we're not going to get that until August. You know,
so you want a boozy brunch to watch Backlash? Come on.
Well, Backlash is at 12:30, so that's not bad. I'm wondering. I don't remember what time the Saudi Arabia shows are, and I don't remember what time the Scotland show was. I don't know.
Saudi Arabia is what Friday at 2 p.m. Is that
something like that?
Okay, so that's is that a Friday the 25th? That kind of.
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it was on a Friday once, though.
Real quick, Jack just messaged me. He said he forgot to mention 16% off on his store. 16% off. Hold on.
I love
For 16 years on April 28th. So that's coming up. 4 days. Oh,
okay.
16% off.
So. Oh, we'll have to pimp that out. That's good.
Hey, real quick, I have to pee. So why don't you guys talk about the thoughts on the upcoming draft on Friday that Andrew just threw into the chat? Or just talk amongst yourselves. Oh, Chad Miller might be getting thrown out for that comment.
Oh no, Chad. Come on. We can't turn into that. We've had sex with women before.
We don't even know what that is, Chad, because
what are the details? What are the details of this draft? Because somebody was complaining it was very convoluted. I don't really
have they released like do they have
it's starting tomorrow night or Friday night on SmackDown. I think they should just keep things like separate. If they're gonna do this draft again, keep it separate.
Wait, I like that. Mike just said it. Champs are locked in already, so the champs can't change.
That's good.
I love Peter Jones confirmed. Yes, I love that.
That is great.
I love that, because every time when it's like conveniently the, you know, one champ goes, like, what was it? Cena went to Raw, and then like,
yeah,
and then they were gonna they vacated the other belt, or they were like, oh, we're gonna have a six pack challenge, but then Batista just showed up at the end anyway.
Yeah, stupid. Let me pull up the details on the draft. Here we go. Okay. On SmackDown, there'll be 4 rounds, 16 total picks. On Raw, there'll be 6 rounds. Champions on each brand are protected. Women's tag team champions are eligible. SmackDown will pick first on Friday. Raw will pick first on Monday. Rosters lock Monday, May 6th. I do like that. It sounds a little more legit. Like, I think the champs not being in it, like, you keep the Intercontinental Champion, the U.S. Champion where they are. That's good. But I think it does spark up some new feuds and stuff like that. It's a good time to do it after WrestleMania. There's not really anybody that I would – that would move brands that would make me watch one show or the other. I am nervous about them messing up Drew and putting him on SmackDown. I think he's a better fit on Raw.
I would like to see how they – you know, just – AP and maybe some advisors, you know, Pierce and Nick Aldis, just have them do trades. Don't even do draft.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Just have them negotiate, like, hey, we're going to do this for this, and just announce trades, even though I think it's perfect to do it like that. But because the draft, it's like, okay, everybody's eligible.
Becky confirmed, I think, on Late Night with Seth Meyers or whatever, that I think Rollins is going to be out 6 to 9 months.
Ooh.
So that sucks. That's a big blow. Rhea's hurt. He's hurt. I heard today that Jimmy Uso's hurt. Dominic looks like he hurt his arm. I think that's legit. So
It's fine. Nurse these injuries, guys. Be healthy. Yep. There's plenty of people. Like, you know, we talked about how there was an abundance of good guys on Raw. I mean, I don't want to see Seth hurt, but take your rest, man. Hang with your kid.
Anybody... I mean, do we see Carmelo Hayes finally get the call up officially from NXT?
Yeah, off-season of wrestling, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he needs to, yeah.
Needs to. I think Dragunov maybe gets called up somewhere. I think Bron Breakker could move over to Raw. I guess we should talk about the cuts, too. There were some people that got released, and we don't ever want to see people lose their jobs, but this round of releases seemed to make some sense. Yeah, Jinder Mahal and his kind of... cronies from their stable. I forget Veer and
Shanky
has been gone. Yeah. And Cameron so Grimes
was just on Chris Van Vliet, like talking about like,
oh jeez, you know,
it's sort of sad to hear in retrospect.
That is. Cameron Grimes gone. So not anybody who's kind of earth shattering, but you know, at least now there's AEW, there's TNA, there's Indies, there's Japan. There's a lot of places for these guys to go, so that's good.
Blitzkrieg Pro.
Yeah. Yep. We've seen a lot of people go and come back and become bigger names when they come back, so that could happen with any of these guys. Gable Steveson, that's a name that I thought wouldn't I'd never hear again. Whatever happened to that guy? Remember every WrestleMania he would come and wave to everybody? And
he got booed to hell when he fought Baron, right? Like, Baron suddenly was a face against him.
Yeah. There's people. I mean, I don't think he's progressed how they want him to, because he's never on TV. So we will
see. They want a Kurt Angle, but they already had a Kurt Angle as Chad Gable for the past.
Which I think I love what they're doing with Chad Gable here, making him a heel.
Yeah,
put him with those the guys from NXT, the tag team.
Chase you.
No, the brothers, the Creed Bros.
Oh yeah. Creed Bros.
Have a cool little stable with them. We'll see if they do that, but. Yeah, I think he takes the title off of Sammy eventually. So,
with arms wide open.
With
I feel bad because I call him Gunther Creed, the one that looks like Baby Gunther is gonna. Yeah, at some point, he's a single star, dude. That guy's.
They broke up Imperium this week too.
That's how I think they bring Dragunov up to the main rosters. Mm. He teams with Giovanni.
You gotta break up the Street Profits, right? They've been together. I think I saw one of the podcasts I listened to said they've 8 years since NXT they've been together. Damn. 8 years. I mean, what are we doing? Get Montez out of there. Make him a singles guy.
Yeah, but Dawkins has improved.
Oh, like, he's great. Tenfold, yeah, he's great.
So it's hard to.
Yeah, I mean, put one on each brand. You don't have to even have them like do a messy breakup. This is the draft is the perfect time for that.
You can't have two Shawns in one tag team, you know?
You can.
Someone's got
the Shield. Look at the Shield. Shout out to our podcasting brethren, the Case Fresh podcast. They did their first episode. It's our buddies Fig Heel and Fig Vault from Instagram. They've started a podcast and they gave us a shout out on their first episode, which was awesome to hear. Woo! I was listening and shouted out a bunch of the podcasts in the community, which is cool. And I messaged Fig Heel. I said thank you on behalf of Tommy and Nick. Thank you. And, you know, we'll probably do some collaborations with them in the future. But I had a good example. Like, people that like true crime podcasts, they don't just listen to one podcast and then just turn off for the rest of the week. They finish one, they start another one, they roll and roll and roll if you listen to it at your desk or in your car. So that's what I would assume people that like wrestling or wrestling figures are going to do. So between the Major Brothers podcast and our podcast and Case Fresh, and you got three or four really good options now out there. Three points of articulation. Yep, those guys across the pond. So a lot of good podcasts, a lot of ways to get your content, and there's almost one to listen to every single day. So check out those guys, Case Fresh Pod. I think on they got a ton of followers already. You know those guys. So good, mm-hmm. good dudes, both of them. All right, let's get into some news here and fly through that. And I got some weekly purchases. I'm sure you guys do too. Where should we start? What do you guys got? How's that? Yeah.
I mean, that's what was in my notes.
When I wanted a double J 6-inch, 7-inch figure, I always was hoping it was very old Uncle
Jeff Jarrett.
I was thinking about this today. This is the Ringside exclusive AEW Jeff Jarrett that was announced earlier this week. Pre-order at Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGK for 10% off. I was thinking this figure doesn't look terrible.
No, it doesn't look bad.
It looks really good. The box is great and everything. But like Nick was saying, like, this isn't what I want for Jeff Jarrett, but he has not aged that much where you could get away with posing this in your new gen, or maybe not new gen, but you could pose this with your collection.
If you lose the jacket and if you could get the shooting glasses they used to wear.
Yeah,
the yellow shooting glasses. I think
lose the facial hair. Yeah,
if you have a TNA shelf, I think you can get away with.
There you go.
Having him.
I think he looks like Swamp Thing, the pilot from Con Air. That's all I'm saying. I think he looks like MC Gainey.
The box is great. I love the guitar it comes with. I'm assuming this is a hard plastic kind of like jacket here, like not trench coat, but what do you call those long type of like jackets? Duster, there you go.
Boom. Sleeveless duster.
Sleeveless duster. I got a couple in the closet, yeah. So that's available on Ringside. And they also had a new Unrivaled series up for pre-order. It's been a while. This is MJF as the devil, which looks really good. Yep. Danny Garcia in his old gimmick. Saraya, probably before a couple plastic surgery appointments. The biggest one is Ethan Page, who is a collector as well. Been with the company for 3 years now. Just now getting a figure. I think there's one other person in this, right? Or is it just these four?
Good question.
Five, right?
Yeah.
Can I count? I can't count. No, you're right. Four. Who else is
missing? Is it Wheeler Yuta, maybe? Let me pull it up here. There is one more. But these are available for pre-order at Ringside Collectibles. Like you said, use code Big Cave,
Samoa Joe and Lionheart Chris Jericho.
Oh my god, another Chris Jericho. Jesus.
So Saraya doesn't have feet, man. That's so Jax.
No, no feet.
Sorry, man. It's the way the slideshow had to go.
No
stuff feet. For everything.
What's the winner here? What do you, are you guys picking up any of these? I mean, I think the devil for me is the one that I would get if I collected
100%.
Yeah, MJF, and then if I can get a hold of the All Ego Chase, of course.
He's the chase. Is there two chases?
One of them it'll be the alternate. Yeah, it'll be the alternate All Ego, and there's one of these other ones must be some sort of like a only in certain boxes.
Okay, cool. So check that. What's the meme? Oh yeah, that target Samoa Joe. The hands are so freaking small, dude. They must have used like an Anna Jay hand. They're so small on this big dude. It's like fun. You can even see it in this picture.
You're posting right here. Yeah.
They still have not updated
that. Oh, Island dudes, dude, we got these little whopper hands, man. So we can do.
Oh man.
I did open this Jake Hager this weekend.
Dude, that has been at my target for I think 15 years.
Little tiny baby hands. I took off the jacket to put it on.
It's enough for Catalina, all right, dude.
This doesn't look too bad, right? Little fix up.
I'm not a customs guy. I'm not a custom guy.
Max Heron just popped me. That MJF is an absolute 10. That Jericho is a January 6th.
Yeah,
Max Heron went to the chat today. Wow,
good job, Max. Love it, love it. What else we got here in the notes?
Nothing really. Nothing
too much. We talked about Dwayne Gill and Macho Man from BC from Figure Collections with our buddy Jack.
That's gonna be nice if you do get to meet Gilbert. Is to get that signed. That's that nice big window.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude,
I got my Blue Meanie signed. It looks great. You guys saw it.
It's a premium item, but what are you gonna do?
Between him and James Ellsworth, there, you know, all the Wendy's in the Baltimore area, you know, you'll hit one of them. Assistant manager. Yeah.
Ellsworth, man, he's always the big event with just like a handwritten, fucking ripped out piece of notebook paper. It's like, dude, just get his fucking sign, man.
He's
like,
got a decent looking wife. I'm surprised.
His autograph is so bad at Squared Circle. The booth across from us had an autographed Elite of his, and it's terrible.
It looks like somebody lit his face on fire and tried to put it out with a fork.
Oh my god!
Is it like Andrade's signature?
It's worth. It looks like Marley wrote it.
Yeah, good question, Mike.
She's getting good with that. She's getting good with that little Etch-a-Sketch pen thing.
Starting this Sunday, the 28th, the Legends Elite Series Target and the Yokozuna Ultimate will be available for purchase. A lot of people on our social media feeds have been finding them. For some reason, employees are putting them out, probably just because they're in the back. That's their job, so no shame there. But they're not letting people buy them at the register, which sucks. So I know our buddy Tommy from Legal found those Yokozunas, was not able to purchase them. So hopefully
buddy got fired for that shit at Walmart years ago. Like, he was like an independent person that put out like CDs or magazines, and he put it out a day early because he was flying out the next day, and he got fired.
Wow.
So it's like, for these guys just to be doing this shit all the time, it's like, man, nobody cares.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nobody behind the wheel.
All my targets are empty, so I don't know why we have to wait for Target to make money.
They might be doing a reset. Like doing the whole department over, but who knows?
They don't. That's their excuse. They're the same pegs for the last 10 years. I don't know what they mean with this reset thing. Somebody just said the previous Legends hit clearance. Mine are like $16. The only ones around are those Hogan's with the cape. There's a ton of them. That's the only Legend I still see in my stores, but hopefully they drop down to $6. I'll grab a couple of them bad boys.
My Yokozuna shipped.
Mine did too. Mine is going to be here on Saturday.
I ordered it Sunday.
I did too. I did too. I never pre-order. So hopefully I'll get the chase, or I'll be able to find the chase in the store. That's the one with the white diaper. White diaper. So I need that Sultan. So I'm going to go out Sunday morning and try to find that. I'll be posting live Fig Hunt from the Facebook group. To get in our Facebook group, you get to subscribe. It's $1 per month to start our Patreon. Patreon.com/Fig Cave. Who's our new Fig Cave Patreon subscribers? Tommy Paradise.
Oh, we got a lot this week. A lot. Nice. And while I'm waiting for that to pull up, we got to shout out Max Heron, Peter Jones, Chris, Andrew RDL, Mike Lanham, and who else is in here? Oh, Chad Miller.
Chad Miller was in. He's banned now.
Yeah, he left.
Who's the Chris that's in here?
It's Chris. It's the new Chris.
Oh, he's already hanging and banging in the chat. Love that.
I think that's Chris. Maybe not.
It's gotta be. I can't think of another Chris. Chris, who are you in the chat?
Clary DiGiovanni.
Might be else? Chris Clary. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's got to be a ten. He's got to be a main eventer.
Identify yourself, sir.
Yeah. What's your last name, Chris? What are you doing?
It's
what's your government name? What's your government name? Put it up there.
Chris isn't a common name. It's a very unique name.
Chris DiGiovanni has joined the mid-card tier. Dwayne Hill.
Dwayne Hill
has joined the mid-card tier. Juan. Oh man, I hope I say this right. Trujillo has joined the mid-card tier.
That sounds pretty close.
Trujillo.
Joseph Mike Sell has joined the white meat baby face.
Love it.
And that's it. Rachel Schaefer joined, but she was last week. That's when Mike Lana made his inappropriate comments about Amanda. So
yeah.
Oh, Chris Matthews. That sounds bad, Chris.
Oh, that's right. How did we forget about Chris Matthews?
He upgraded to get in on this month's giveaway, which is the Roddy Piper and Bret Hart Monday Night Wars Ultimate.
Oh, they're right behind me. They're right behind me on that shelf there. See him sitting up there? Nope. See him sitting right there? Right there?
Mine are down here. I haven't opened them yet. I'm going to do an unboxing for the YouTube channel.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I love that.
Mine are in the shelf. Mine are already there.
You're already there. Put them on the shelf and move on to the next one.
They're in defenders and put away because they will not be, well, Brett won't be signed for a while.
Some major Bendy's news. We got a new series for pre-order. Steve Macklin from TNA, Danhausen in the Simpsons Moo Moo, and Maki Ito. I believe she's in AEW, maybe.
Not I don't know where sure.
GCW.
She is.
GCW.
GCW is Maki Ito?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an odd.
She teams with Nick Cage, Maki Death Kill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Man, you're up on all the GCW stuff.
Oh, you know,
you and your boy Alejandro.
I was going to tell you, so I have
a jacket. Yeah, I got to earn the jacket.
Get to. And Steve Ozer in an interview said the Steiner brothers are coming. Steiners are coming.
They're just in jail. They're just in Rick's in jail just for a little bit longer. Like
PC
like,
jail.
Like, yeah. Merch jail for a little bit longer.
They're in the video game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Any other news? I think that was it. I'm trying to set up some more interviews in the next couple of weeks because I think post-WrestleMania things are going to be a little bit slower as far as news.
BRGs, it's the last week to order those if you want the Powers of Pain and Dusty.
Yep. Yeah, yep, true. Yeah. And I think the time has passed for that CM Punk Elite too.
Yep.
Yeah, we're a day late on that one.
Did you guys grab that or no?
I did not.
I did not.
I did grab Dusty, big rubber guy, though.
I don't know if I grabbed two or three punks.
Oh, you got... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I might need one.
No.
No, okay.
Not for customs. I'm a customs guy.
Customs? Now you're a customs guy?
You're going to make your own pipe bomb?
You're doing
I need the jeans. I make it myself. I need the jeans.
You're making American Eagle store manager customs with that jean jean look?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, interview Chase, with J&J Chase Hollister Figures.
Employee. Yep.
Andrew had a good one. Interview with J&J Figures. We have to get them on for sure.
Hell yeah.
Oh, WrestleCon in Cleveland? They're going to do a WrestleCon for SummerSlam? Do they do WrestleCon for SummerSlam? Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Maybe Greg Valentine will be at that, lazy piece of crap. And I'm calling you out, Greg Valentine. You hear that?
And Sid Justice.
Yeah, both of you.
Nah, man. Saw the fucking height of softball season. Do you think he's just going to be?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's playoffs. All right, let's move into our weekly purchases.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
All right, everybody's favorite segment here, our weekly purchases. And we are sponsored by our friends at J&J Figures. I'm on that website now almost daily because they're adding stuff on there all the time. Our Patreons get a 15% off code. So honestly, if you're buying like an ultimate or something, 15% off is going to save you $5, $6, $7. That's literally, it's $1 to sign up for our Patreon. I mean, do the math on that one, guys. They have a figure deal of the day all the time, but you can just seriously go up to the little magnifying glass, type in Macho. It'll pull up every Macho Man figure they have for sale. It's something I do all the time. And our friends at Ringside Collectibles, 10% off if you use code FIGCAVE. Let's start with Tommy Boy this time. Unless you're not ready, I'll go.
No, I'm ready. So I met up with my boy, Nicky Choke. He came and watched my boy play some baseball this past weekend, and he hooked me up with this little guy, the Ric Flair. I don't know what size you call this, but it's one of the brawler buddies, but it's the small one that came in the crate.
Oh, cool.
So that is into the Ric Flair collection.
Tiny brawler buddy.
Patreon member. So I have a question for you guys after I show you guys this one. Patreon member Jeremiah Smith. Is it Rouse?
Yep.
Rouse hooked me up with Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth.
In the Mega Powers get up. So I have the Mega Powers box, the Mega Powers set, right? Do I keep that open? Or I'm sorry, do I keep that close? Like, do I keep it MOC? Or since now that I have Liz, do I open it up?
They did not restock that.
I've right. had the same debate.
I think the value may actually go up on that.
I'm not going to open it. I was going to buy another one.
75 or 80 on ringside.
Yeah, it's not up there anymore. I was going to open mine, but I maybe get another one. But
I was going to buy it, and then I was like, oh, it'll be there. And then it was gone.
Yeah.
But oh, well. All right.
Sure was super popular.
Wait, do you have it?
I have it.
You're talking in a second.
Yeah. So I was just trying to debate whether now that I have Liz.
If you had, like for me, for a Macho Man display or a Hogan display, I would do it. But for you, just kind of collecting just guy, I mean,
sir.
You got plenty of everybody else open over there.
Those are all, the top shelf there is Hulk Hogan. The bottom shelf is Macho Man.
I know. But you're not exclusively, you don't collect every single one of their figures. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to put her with that cocaine eyes Survivor Series Hogan with the lust in his eyes.
I did get this in the mail from Jack. This, I got this signed at Squared Circle Expo. Nice. And I did not, it was the one thing I did not have room in my suitcase for. It is a signed Headbangers Wrestle Something Wrestlers set. They signed a bunch of these for us, which was very cool of them. And got the case for it. They're actually listed on there on Katana cases, Katana collectibles. They're listed as grapplers and gimmicks. So I'm going to have to send a strongly worded email about that. But, and then we talked about it last week, the Walmart sale. I have the NWO Superstars, which were like $5 or $6 each. Shawn Michaels came literally with no back. Well, the back is on the ground somewhere. It was like in the box. So I complained to Walmart and they gave me my money back and a $5 off coupon. Nick,
wow.
Yeah. Nick also hooked me up with the Masters of the Universe, Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior that were on crazy sale at Walmart for whatever, $3 or $4. And then, last thing, Walmart sale, I got Kama to go on my new gen shelf.
Nice. It's so a great figure.
This came beat too, and I complained about it, and they gave it, even though I'm going to open it, and they gave me my money back for this. So dude,
once you said that, I did the same thing because those Masters of the Universe came all busted up, and I'm just going to give those to like a 5-year-old kid for his birthday.
Yeah.
Suddenly got into wrestling, and they gave me $15 credit off of something. So I used that to buy the Superstars figures.
Nice.
The next day, I got the same ones. I got two Shawn Michaels because I think this belt, this blue Intercontinental belt alone will be probably worth at least $5.
Mm-hmm.
But this figure's great, dude. Awesome. This is awesome. Look at the detail. This might get more people into these Superstars figures. So once they open,
dude, they're
these
all
up,
really good.
Yeah, man.
Superstars are all very like colorful, fun.
Really cool. Yeah, really fun. So I got that. I also got the. Got the National Hall here. What else did I get? I went to Ollie's for one more round of Ric Flair Superstars.
Jesus. Army villain, Ric Flair.
Oh, God. So I got five of those.
One for each one of his ex-wives.
Yep. I got this from our buddy at Kayfabe Toys. He did a mail-in for Kama, a.k.a. Promise. Godfathers.
I did not get this in time.
It looks great. It looks great. Yeah. And it was like half the price of what he was at WrestleCon. So I put that in
a quarter of his price from what I understand.
I got these new cases from my buddy Nicky Choke in the mail. He sent me these. I got all these G.I. Joe, what's his, Crimson Trooper? Yep, Crimson Guard. Got five of those from Ollie's. You sent me three, and I think I found two a while ago. So bargain hunting.
Peter Jones, exactly. Shopping. These guys scamming Walmart.
Scamming Walmart. That's why there's only shelf self-check. Yeah, sorry, bud. Sorry, babe. what else did I get? And I got the Cody. I pre-ordered the Colt, not pre-order. I guess I did pre-order it. Cody Ultimate Edition. It said back order until mid-May, but it's coming tomorrow. So that's pretty early. And then on Sunday, like you said, I'm getting my Yokozuna from Target. So I'll have those for next week. That is about it. I did get the new Dano's seafood seasoning in the mail because I needed to buy something on Walmart to get free shipping. So I got some Dano's seasoning. I love Dano's, big fan. And then it's pretty good. So it's kind of like an Old Bay, but without all the salt. So
I signed up for Walmart Plus and then canceled it.
I was going to do that, but do they charge you?
Nope. 30-day free trial, baby.
Oh, I think I might have already used that. That's why it didn't give me that offer.
I forgot to mention this. I got this for my kid and Phil's kid.
Yes.
Hard to see, but it's Dodgers Prime that was at a random Connecticut gas station.
Wonder why it came all the way over to your side of the country. I mean, our side of the country.
No idea.
Andrew's asking, do you guys pre-order from Target? I usually don't. We were just talking about that. I usually do not. I'm surprised I pre-ordered that Yokozuna. Wanted it.
I think I was trying to go over 100 with one of the four packs. I think that anniversary four pack.
Yeah. Oh, an interview with Kayfabe Toys too. That's a good idea. Just interview all our bros.
Target, I will pre-order, and then if I find it in store before it ships, I'll just cancel it.
Yeah.
Walmart has gotten way better. The last Ultimate Warrior Ultimate I got shipped from them. I ordered the Razor Ultimate from them, and I got them and got a chase. And I think my Jimmy Hart, I got two Jimmy Harts from them shipped. So.
Oh, I got this from
Kayfabe. All the ultimates to try to get, especially the Undertaker got price wrong when we were at WrestleMania.
That's right.
I got this from Kayfabe Toys. He's been buying some fire lots of Elite Elites.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is when he lost to Austin at WrestleMania, I believe.
Yeah, it's the greatest hits. I grabbed that.
This is the old one. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on his stream last night and I was working my trivia gig and there was so much I wanted and I'm like,
oh my God. Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to pay attention to trivia if I'm.
He had the Demolition on there, Demolition Elites on there and all kinds of stuff. A Vince McMahon, like a suited basic from like an old Mattel that's probably worth a lot now.
Crow Sting.
Yep. Crow Sting, defining moment.
Oh, I sold my Wolfpack Sting for $146 on eBay this week.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, boy. And when he re-signs with WWE.
You're talking about NWO, your Wolfpack Sting?
Wolfpack Sting, yeah.
Yeah.
When he re-signs with WWE, I'll just buy it when they re-release it.
Yeah, I got a feeling that's a good way to do stuff right now, especially if you know they're going to be back. A lot of people are finding that Maya Villa 3-pack, too, at Walmart. So, and also, somebody posted on our Instagram that they're finding in Walmart the Penta and Phoenix Supremes, which is, where did those come from?
China.
That was from a year ago. I know. Well, that was from like a year ago.
More than a year ago, dude. Like fall of 20, I think before Marley was born, I think you got yours.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. Wow.
She's going into eighth grade now. Jazzwares. Let's get somebody from Jazzwares on the podcast. See, they just followed us. So they must see our Instagram posts, but I don't know if they'd really want to talk to us.
I gotta behave if that's gonna happen.
I buy their stuff. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I did too. I bought that Jake Hager.
Yeah. Oh, good.
$3.99.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. You're
up really
now.
Quick. I'm really quick. J&J. I popped in their Friday stream. I don't know why I bought this.
No, that was a fun stream.
Just a donation to J&J.
Very, very good price, and people were buying, bidding up everything else. But
I love those box styles. Through.
Yeah, I do like the blue box style. So,
yeah.
And from WrestleCon, J&J with their fire deals to start their days. I'll take it out of the Defender. I was in line for Ronda Rousey. I sent Mr. Paradise over to grab this signed Jericho Series 1, not the redo. for $40 in a Defender with COA.
Wow. And it caused me to buy the Hulk Hogan Junk Shop Dog figure and the Sid Justice Elite that they had for $15.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. So,
smart boys over there. Smart boys over there at J&J.
Well, they know what they're doing.
I heard Nash said this was also not fair. So, you know, get up early, kid.
Yeah, anytime anything happened good to Nick, it was not fair.
Not fair purchase of the week. That's what it's going to be from now on. Something that Nash
wants. Sponsored by Wayfair.
That's right. It. Is that simple?
Cool. All right. Wow. That's simple. Easy week. Happy hunting this weekend for those legends and that Yokozuna. I can't wait to find it. I am a little disappointed. I was watching Kyle Peterson's video, and that ultimate Kevin Owens is like, looks like a midget. It's like a foot shorter than the Sami Zayn. I don't know how the hell that happened.
A few people have said that.
I'm not in any rush to buy those. Those two. Those are going to peg warm, and they're going to probably be on sale at ringside.
That's what I say. It's, you know, if I get the Cody ordered, I'll be happy.
Cody's going to be tough. I saw today that Cody Funko Pop with like the jacket is like $70-$80 on eBay now.
That's the one that I bought, what, like 15 of them and sold them to Heroes Hideout for a signing?
Walmart exclusive, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I made my money, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who knew that? Who knew back then? I didn't know Funkos would appreciate that much. So,
because there has not been a Funko in forever that actually gained value like that, right?
No. So. Thank you for everybody hanging out in the chat. I sent out a couple requests for an interview for next week. One is an employee from Mattel. One is a former lead singer of a 90s 2000 punk band. So,
oh
yeah,
so we'll see.
We'll see if he wants to come on. Destination unknown. You know? anything to add before we get out of here, boys? Bruins in the playoffs. Orioles are looking good. First place.
New segment coming next week.
Oh, new segment. Oh, I have a trivia for you guys real quick. Put a pin in that.
All right.
Trivia for you guys. Since Cody Rhodes came back to WWE, he's been pinned by 3 people. Who are those 3 people?
Roman.
The Rock.
Roman, Rock, or two? Two of the Seth. 3. Nope.
Hold on. Drew?
Yep. Yeah. Mike got it too. Yeah.
That was interference. Yeah. Somebody.
Yep. All right. New segment next week is what?
So I was just brainstorming, listening to Major Pod. I'm like, it'd be cool, like when there's slow weeks that where, you know, we do something other than just the 3 pieces of news that there are. So I don't even know how I came up with it, but I was like, what if we just started a new segment called Best Of, where we pick a line and pick a wave, and each one of us pick our favorite or what we think is the best out of. So like Elite Series 1, each of us give our, what we think is the best figure in that line. Okay. And that will start next week. If you guys have ideas for it, let us know, and you know, what waves you want to hear us do. Looking forward to it. We'll be Andrew just said, oh yes, that'd be great to hear your guys' opinion. Yeah, like we give a lot of opinions on our news and stuff here, but I thought like maybe we can kind of branch out a little bit and kind of give our opinions on some, you know, some older figures and kind of dive into the figure world a little deeper. So
I like that. I think I'll also add the caveat. What I'll do is I'll look up the sold eBay pricings for all the figs in that series. We can see kind of like, oh, this one's still available for $20-some bucks. This one's going for $90. You know, just see the differences between the figures. That'd be pretty cool.
That'll be great for my wallet.
Yeah. We'll see how many of them make me want to repurchase them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for downloading. Make sure you follow us on X at Cave Fig, and it's on Instagram at The Fig Cave. We record every Wednesday night here live on StreamYard, and our episodes will be posted every Thursday morning. So thank you for the support. Thanks for checking us out. Numbers are great. People downloading, new patrons, new Facebook posts, new figures, new everything. Giveaway is the Roddy Piper and Bret Hart Ultimates for April. Get in, subscribe to Patreon if you want to be entered into winning And we already got a good giveaway for May, Nick. So we're good.
You got 6 days. 6 days to join Patreon, upgrade your Patreon, send me or Phil or Nick your purchases from Ringside, J&J, Figure Collections, etc. All our sponsors, Homage, for extra entries or upgrade your tier. I sound angry, but I'm not angry.
Yeah, you sound pretty mad, man.
I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not. Bruins won.
He's in attention, baby.
Where did you get the gun, dude? Jesus.
Put that down.
Never mind. All right. Also, this
did
is for Jack.
A sword under the desk? Jesus.
This is for Jack. Fuck!
Oh, he's going to bleep that.
What a jerk.
Stay classy, Marks. We'll talk to you soon.
Wash your mouth out with fucking soap.
Wash your hands, too.